few words. As far as industrial development is concerned, we've been able to identify a handful of strategic industries. And we want to reposition the Ghana Investment Promotion Center to focus on attracting investment, both domestic and foreign, into these strategic industries. Iron and steel, our cement, the bauxite and aluminum, petrochemical industry, vehicle assembly, and manufacture of machine parts and equipment. They are going to be the strategic, the ash industries on which we're going to anchor our industrial development. But side by side, we also intend to put a lot of energy in our district industrialization program. You've heard my speaking about our one factory, one district, one factory policy. It's not just talk. We've identified over 300 projects across the 216 districts of the country, and they are going to provide the base for bringing that policy into being. So those who are saying it can't be done, well, we know them. They're always, that's always the language, it can't be done. We're going to do it, no two ways about it. And it's going to help us, it's going to help us in many ways. First of all, generate some wealth and development across the border of the country and stop this Accra and Kumasi-centered development of Ghana. It's dangerous for the future of our country. And in doing so, of course, in reviving the lives of our districts and regions, we will also stop this potentially dramatic exodus of people, the young people, towards the centers, the cities of our country. They are bursting at the seams. If you know what goes on in Accra, what goes on in Kumasi, in the suburbs and in the new areas, you really, really feel a great deal of alarm and anxiety about the future of our country. We have to stop it. We can't throw up our hands in the air and say there's nothing that can be done. There are things that can be done, and we're going to do them. There are specific measures that we want to take in terms of boosting industrial development in Ghana. We've taken the commitment that we're going to be abolishing import duties on raw materials. We want to make Ghanaian companies competitive. They are competing not just with each other, but they're competing with China, they're competing with Korea, they're competing with India. And if we don't give them the base to be competitive, we're going to continue to be swamped by imports from those countries. And you know better than I do that every time you buy something foreign, you're creating jobs there and denying jobs at home. We've got to create jobs at home. We've committed ourselves also to abolishing import duties on manufacturing equipment. Once again, the same motive, to make sure that Ghanaian enterprises are in a more competitive situation. We're reducing income taxes. When Kufuor came into office in 2001, corporate income tax was 30%. He brought it down to 25%. It has stayed at 25%. God willing, I'm going to bring it down further to 20% to keep that stability. Whilst doing all this, it's very important that we begin to reestablish the fiscal balance of the country. We've taken the decision that we're not going to leave that to the whims of particular finance ministers and Bank of Ghana governors. We're going to do it by legislation. We're going to enact a Fiscal Responsibility Act, which is actually going to set out specific relationship between government expenditures and our national reserves to make sure that we are always within the fiscal balance and the fiscal stance. Side by side with industrial development comes the issue of agriculture. It's time that we did in Ghana what the Ivorians have done, and make bold plans to diversify Ghanaian agriculture. We are still overly dependent on cocoa. And when you put the facts together about what they're doing and what we are doing, you'll see the need for us to change course. The Ivorians have identified five main cash crops: cocoa, palm oil, cashew, and cotton. And from these five, which have all the support of the state, the marketing system, the marketing boards, etc., last year they earned $12 billion. That is the value of Ivorian agriculture, the export value of Ivorian agriculture. The export value of Ghanaian agriculture is $2 billion. And that is largely because it is dependent on cocoa. We also have the capacity with appropriate policy to diversify our agriculture and put emphasis and strength behind cashew producers, maize producers, vegetable producers, soybeans producers, palm oil producers. I believe that, God willing, we come in December. Our chairman of the occasion is going to come into his own. I think he can understand what I'm saying, Yeah. And the systematic support that the marketing board principles have established, we're going to apply them across the board. In 1970, Dr. Buzia set up a Grains and Legumes Development Board, which was to support vegetables and corn development in the country, like everything that he did, which was so visionary. It's fallen into disuse. I intend, and I've said so publicly in Ghana, to revise it. It's based in Kumasi so that it can give the support. Something that perhaps a lot of Ghanaians don't know. Potentially in Ghana, we have 14 million hectares of arable land. Can you imagine how much of it is in play? 30,000. 30,000 out of potentially 14 million. So we've committed ourselves, and the manifesto will make it clear, to have in the first phase to increase the amount of arable land in play from 30,000 to 100,000. And that is what is going to make it possible for expansion in the areas that I'm talking about. All of that, of course, means that we have to pay special attention to irrigation of our land so that at long last is not going to be rain-fed infrastructure. And these are the measures that we want to take to enhance agricultural output and productivity in the country. Of course,